Russell, would you like some Cheerios? I told Mark, you better watch out. It was. I told him, you better eat some Cheerios. And he said, I wasn't trying to get myself in trouble. Oh, what did Marky say a little earlier today? He said, I almost broke it. I didn't know I was brokening it. No, I was breaking it or making it broken. And since he was some toy of Ross's that Marky was sort of crunching on, he didn't really break the toy. Today is January 25th. Now Ross wants me to record something. What do you want me to record, Ross?
The cat fat is under the table.
Oh, is that what you said? If the cat
that
fat.
Was Mark. Mm-hmm. Mark said that.
It was something sort of cute, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
Was it a mistake?
It was just, now he's out of the table.
He's out of the table? You mean out,
he's
from
out,
under, out from under the table?
Yeah, out from under the table.
That's hard to say, isn't it? Those look yummy.
To Russ, would you like the cherry? And he said, you may have it. And I said, I don't want it. And he said, oh, please. And handed it back to me. Oh, the cherry. Particularly solicitous because it's my birthday.
I told Ross, that's too big a piece. Don't cut such a big piece. And he said, okay, Dad, I now remember. What if you remember?
If I eat too much cake, my stomach doesn't feel that great.
Yeah, but this is better cake. This isn't that horrible Giant Eagle stuff.
Right. It's yum.
Take it away to your seat now. You should eat at your seat, Ross, and you shouldn't lick the cake knife. You're not supposed to lick the cake knife.
Sorry.
No problem. Mark, do you like this cake? You're a real cake person.
Mm-hmm. Can I have some cream, please? What is cream and sugar? Hey,
let's
sneak this cherry over here.
Ross?
No, Mom gets it.
Could you sit down, please?
Mom gets the cherry.
Well, if she doesn't want it.
Okay. We're gonna get to have it.
Thank you.
Give the cherry to Mom and Dad.
Okay, thank you.
I have it.
Is it in your mouth?
Gone.
Good.
Fork. Ross, we eat food with a fork.
Guy, Mark was telling about how a man in a movie was sort of hanging off the side and doing, not stunts, but kind of showing off. He said that there was this guy on a train, and he was hanging on the train, and he was doing this little thingy, this little whoopee-doo. That's the way he described it. Was talking about the cat. The guy, I said, where's the cat? He said, it's under the couch. Asleep. And then he said, maybe he never sleeps in the morning because he thinks he wants to keep guard. And I tried to get him to say that again, and he kind of messed up. But basically, he thought the cat was under the couch sleeping now because he was so tired from staying up being a guard cat.
Ross wanted some milk and he came out and said, Dad. And I said, what, honey? He said, you think by now somebody would have gotten me some milk. What'd you say?
Well, think by now somebody would have gotten me milk.
Oh yeah, milk, not some milk. You think by now somebody would have gotten me milk. And I gave him a hard time for being so hoity-toity about it. How about a glass, son? This is a fancy new way of requesting stuff. Says that Ross had requested the milk earlier. I guess I didn't pay attention to the request. I must have not heard it.
Had two pieces of paper, and they were stuck together, and he took them apart, and he said, I teared these apart. No, oh heck. He said, I teared these together.
And good night to us, and says, be good. Hope you don't get fat like Kitty. And he said, hope sure you like your new nighttime. I'm not sure what he means like that. I hope you like the evening you're going to have or whatever he's trying to say. I don't know what he's trying to say.
February 1st, I was fixing Mark Cheerios, and out of the blue he said, Mom, how did life come to be life? God made this. How did God what, Mark?
Why did God want people and animals to come to life?
Yeah.
I don't know.
What do you say? Ross says, I doubt that there won't be any snow. Do you think there will be snow?
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Mark?
I think that there's going to be snow.
I think there's going to be plenty of snow.
Yeah. It's been snowing and snowing.
Right.
Even more than now.
It looks like plenty
January.
Of snow. It looks like there'll be plenty of snow.
Yeah, I bet it'll be pulled up from January.
No, not really. We got... So, which is the coldest month, January or February?
Guess what? I think January.
What does Marcia say?
I think that the snow, it seems like rubber.
It seems like what?
Christmas. He says it seems like it's Christmassy weather, and he thinks we're going to have it forever. It just seems like we're having Christmas forever.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Christmassy weather, and we're going to have it forever.
That's a nice rhyme, isn't it, Mark?
Yeah.
Did you like that rhyme?
Yeah.
Christmassy weather, we're going to have it forever.
Yeah.
That's cute. Okay, and what else should we think about now?
Oh, too bad Mom couldn't have heard it.
She would have loved that.
Yeah.
Yep.
We'll tell her.
Right. We'll tell her the line when we get home.
But I hope we're not too late for breakfast. Oh, we had breakfast.
Too late for breakfast. We'll get there for lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had breakfast.
Right up.
But the other day was...
Hey, Dad.
Hey,
today's Groundhog Day.
Is it really? What do you think the groundhog's going to do? If he looks out at this, what do you think he thinks?
Is it sunny? No.
No? What's the groundhog going to say?
It's going to be spring.
Groundhog is not going to be very happy when he gets out.
I do not think so.
So?
I think he will stay out.
And spring will not come soon, right?
It will come soon.
If he sees his shadow...
And then he'll get scared and run back in.
No, then he likes it.
No. If he sees his shadow and he likes it, he'll come out and spring is going to come really early.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Why? But if he, if he comes out of his hole and doesn't see his shadow, and everybody else sees it,
well,
maybe everybody else will see it if he doesn't see it.
Right.
Then spring will be coming soon.
Right.
But if he comes out of his hole, sees his shadow, and is scared of it, he'll run back into the...
Right, another 6 weeks. Very good, Ross.
Maybe another 5 weeks, another six.
So what's good? Which one will spring come sooner? Yes shadow or no shadow?
No shadow.
No shadow, spring comes soon?
Yeah.
Okay, well today he's not going to see a shadow, is he?
No.
Okay, so spring comes soon?
It doesn't seem like it because it's sort of foggy.
Right. So, spring comes soon?
Yep.
Okay, yep. When does that mean spring will come?
The sun's going to run back in its course. But I'm afraid that that lake
No, I think it means a lot.
I mean,
what kind of legend?
It's only a superstition.
Well, but it might have some truth.
Well, maybe.
Let me tell you why.
If Mother Nature changes her calendar.
Yeah. Or if the weather works that way.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the way the weather works. The weather is a series, you know, like air movements in the tops of up in the sky.
Who knows?
Who knows? It's very complicated, right?
How does rain get made?
How did rain get made, Mark?
By a reindeer, it's like...
No.
It's like,
By a rainbow?
Because we're going to go to Indian guys, and they invented the reindeer.
No, yeah. Okay, how does rain get made, Ross? Tell Mark.
Well, like, it's like, when there's water down here, and, it goes up into the air, but you can't, it's so little, a bit of water, you can't
steam.
See it.
Steam.
Yeah, it's steam.
You get foggy up there. It condenses.
Foggier.
It condenses.
And
yep.
Then they've got to wash out.
Grab on little pieces of dirt.
Yeah, and it starts. Drops of water coming down.
Right. Very good. And then, where does the water come from in the first place?
The steam.
Yeah, the steam.
So usually. It goes up and down.
Yeah, where does it come from usually? Oceans.
Yeah.
It comes from the big oceans that live on our Earth. All the big oceans that
so
we have.
So it goes up and down.
And then the water runs into the rivers, and the rivers run into the bigger rivers, and then those rivers go into the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it keeps on going. You see?
Yeah.
Do you see, Mark? Nice.
Mm-hmm.
But we're not going to many places in the world.
When the one Indian guy thing is on,
yeah.
No way you're not going.
You mean
unless
Deer Valley?
Well, that, like that. If you're gonna miss an Indian guy thing to go, because you've got to go on a trip.
Yeah.
Why not take us?
Take
said,
you, me to
you
Paris?
You said, when we got a little older, maybe you would start.
Yes, I will.
Us.
Yes, I will.
So
is Mark old enough
older.
Yet? Is Mark old enough yet?
Yeah.
I don't want to take him on a big trip and have him crack up.
You've taken me when I was 5.
Yeah, but you didn't crack up.
I know. Neither will he.
Ask him. Where
he
would you
says
like to go?
Yes, he will.
He will crack up? Okay.
If
so
he will crack up, then you can't go. Okay.
Yep.
When I'm
yeah.
This old.
Let
10
Mark,
years old.
Let Mark talk.
I'm 7 already.
Let Mark talk. Mark, if I take you on a trip to Paris or Holland, would you crack up?
What?
Would you crack up if I took you on a trip to Holland, like in an airplane?
Oh, no.
Would you crack up?
No, because I won't look out the window.
Okay, good boy.
I would be on the other side.
Okay, I'll take the window side.
You take the window side, okay. Okay, Marky, what country do you want to go visit?
Country.
Yeah, what country?
No, you mean what state and what country?
What state or what country? Which one?
Yeah.
Where do you want? What do you want to visit?
California.
Okay.
That's a state.
You want to visit that?
Yeah.
What are we going to do in California?
Work.
Say it again.
Yeah.
I think what he has in mind is California.
Either we can stay with Grandpa and Grandma, or maybe we can stay with Chili and Madeline.
Okay. Grandpa and Grandma, which we did before.
Which, who would you rather stay with, Chili and Madeline or Grandpa and Grandma?
Grandpa and Grandma, because we did that before.
Yeah, okay. I'd say so.
Okay. Because I like that way the doors open.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
That's neat.
Uh-huh.
Is it, and it's like a maze to get out of there.
Of their house?
Yeah.
How come?
Well, I try to get through the gates.
Oh, yeah.
Like jumping over them and that.
Right.
And I never get out.
I know, yeah. That's funny.
Is it up in the sky?
Okay, kids, then you want to go to California with us when we go next time?
Yeah.
Well, Mommy's going to go one time. Would you like to go just with Mommy and no Daddy?
No way.
Okay, well, then let's go in the summer, okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Is it a deal?
Yeah.
We'll all go in the summer? Okay. Do you want to take Janosch and Augie, too?
I think I know where I'd like to go, like, not... It doesn't have to be in the summer anytime.
Okay.
Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. That's a big trip.
Hoogie,
why? That'd be a big trip, right?
Bunga.
How about
what? Tell me all states.
Hawaii, Arizona.
There's way too many states.
Arizona.
That's Mark. There's way too many states.
Yeah, there are, Mark.
If you want all the sections that hold states, you could say, tell me all the countries. That's what you should say.
Right.
Tell me all the countries.
Okay.
Wants to know countries.
Okay, what countries do you want to go to, Mark? What countries do you want to see?
I don't know any countries.
You have to think of them.
Canada.
Canada, okay. Let's think of another one. Think of another one.
China.
Yeah. Okay.
China.
Okay, think of some more.
I bet they have good karate places.
Okay.
I want to go to China.
Yeah. And, Arizona.
Okay.
I want to go to Arizona. I really want to go there.
You really want to go to Arizona?
Yeah, I really.
I'd like to go to Hawaii.
Okay.
Why?
Okay. What's in Hawaii, honey?
Well, there's mostly not very much.
So Ross said, "Can you ski on the river?" It was frozen. I was pointing to the Ohio, and it was frozen. He said, I said, "No, you can't ski, but you can when it really gets frozen." He said, "Yeah," and I just hope nobody gets his fingers cut off by those slicers things that you skate with. What are those slicer things called?
Those knives at the bottom of the bottom of the skates.
Yeah, what are they called?
The blades.
The blades.
Yeah.
Very good. Like a razor blade, huh?
Yeah.
Pretty sharp, huh?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's a nice old building. Look at it. Hope they fix it up. It's a nice one. That would be real pretty if they fixed it up.
I hope they never make it down.
If they fix that one, it would look pretty.
Yeah, instead of like a haunted house.
Right.
This road to more haunted house
things, yeah.
Things than any other one I've ever seen.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Park over here looks haunted, doesn't it?
Yeah, it seems like a haunted world.
Right.
Instead of a haunted house. But just wait until it's nighttime.
Right.
Then
it will be really haunted, right? Then the real ghosts come out.
Not funny, they don't come in. in the snow tone like this.
No.
The
what,
way.
What do they do?
They would freeze to death.
They would?
Yeah, then they would have to get a revenge two times.
They would have to what?
Get a revenge two times.
Get a revenge?
Times.
Uh-huh. Who would get the revenge?
The ghost and the monsters.
The ghost monsters, oh, I see.
Yeah, the ghost and the monsters.
Oh, I see.
The big fat werewolves.
The big fat werewolves, and who else?
Well, not the big fat werewolves.
No.
They're not fat. Yeah, I was just talking about...
Has packed the cat up into a little place where it's hard to get out of, and he said, tell me if the cat gets out, and I'll come speed fast down. Did you know that just boys and mother and women could stay alive? And now he's telling some kind of story.
Some people named Fangor.
Fangor. Now, what was this about the women and the boys? The children.
Well, this girl, mommy, I mean, well, here's one thing I want to tell you. Well, the boy that was showing the guy, the man, a man that didn't turn into somebody named Fangor.
The man that didn't turn into somebody named Fangor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, here's one part.
That was one part.
He blowed this whistle, and
he blowed this whistle.
And the mother told him a long time ago. The mother told him to never do that.
To never do that?
Yeah, because it's a sound for Fangor.
It's a sound for Fangor. Oh.
Yeah.
And so did Fangor come?
No.
And what about the children, the boys and the mothers? Oh. How come they didn't?
It was about this guy that was old.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to have Mark tell me.
And one time, this guy was looking at the out. Whoever was looking out the window. And his eyes turned into just like Fangor.
Oh.
But they turned yellow.
Yellow. That's what kind.
But this was on the Rogers. Rogers.
What about, how come only the women and the boys lived?
The guy that turned into a wolf lived.
Was what, a woman?
No. Went back to the cruiser. Mm-hmm. And I got back to his own face. Mm-hmm. His own face back.
And what was this about? Only the women and the children would live.
Because they would turn into Fangor.
Oh, only men would turn into Fangor.
Yeah. Into somebody like him.
Uh-huh.
And one of them was like one had orange hair. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Who's that? I don't know. Well, I think all of the things that came alive were named by all the men that came like him were Fangor.
Fangor was the most vicious one.
Oh.
Wow. Had a